I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Maggie from Joppa, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
Oh, no, we are going to demand an apology from my ex-husband because he went out and bought our son the same Christmas gift I did on purpose.
Oh, why would he do that?
So my ex and I have an 11-year-old son, and this is the first Christmas that we're officially divorced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
So because of custody and some scheduling issues, my son celebrated Christmas early with his father last weekend on December 13th.
Oh.
And I get him on actual Christmas Day. A few weeks ago, I told Hank, my ex-husband, that I was planning to buy our son a Nintendo Switch for Christmas. My kid's been dying for it for so long, and he's been such a trooper through this whole divorce process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to let my ex-husband know so that we didn't buy the same big gift for our son. So Hank didn't really react at the time, and then I find out that he went out and bought the exact same Christmas gift.
Do you feel like it was despite you? Or
definitely.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because he gave it to him first, because he was getting him first.
Right.
Dad was like the hero in the situation. Is that what's happening?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Did he not know that the Nintendo Switch was going to be the big gift and that's something that your son wanted until you told him about it?
Well, my son's been asking for it for a really, really, really long time.
Okay.
When I found out that he bought it for him already, I was furious.
Yeah. So how did you find out?
So our son FaceTimed me because he said, Dad got me my Christmas present and I wanted to open it with you, which is just the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
But Hank took away a huge Christmas morning moment.
So what do you do now? I mean, your son already has it. So what can we do at this point?
Well, I told Hank very clearly, and my son, this is the gift that I got you. I told Hank, this is my gift from me to our son, and that he ruined a magical Christmas morning moment, so that he needs to go return the Switch so that I can give it to him on Christmas.
Wait, so your son has not opened the Switch that your ex-husband gave him yet?
Well, like, he opened it, but I stopped him while we were doing the FaceTime thing because I wanted to be able to return it.
So he just opened
the wrapping paper.
Oh, so he has not actually played, he's not taken it out of the box yet?
Correct.
So you want him to return the Switch?
Correct.
Wow.
They're making me out to be the bad guy, but I feel like Hank turned Christmas into a competition between us and forced me into this position, and now our son is stuck in the middle.
But wait, why can't he just have two and have one at his dad's house and one at your house, though?
Because his dad bought it in a very manipulative way, and it's just wrong. I mean, this was supposed to be my gift for my son from me. Hank knew about it already, and he went out of his way to spite me and buy the same gift for our son so that he looks like the hero.
Does he need to return the gift?
I don't think he needs to return it. And that's the child in me being like, that's messed up for your son. But I do think that he needs to admit that, like, he totally ripped you off.
It sucks. But I mean, I get your point, too. Like, if you guys don't start working together better, like, this is what every Christmas is going to feel like for your son.
Right.
And, like, I do understand that part. So.
And, like, he knew about the gifts. He could have bought the games for it. He could have bought.
No, then that's true, right? They could have worked together. They could have worked together on this.
No, he wanted the reaction.
So I don't know that we can get him to return it because I think now they both want the moment. Well, here's the deal. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, here's how this works. We've reached out to Hank and we said, hey, listen, there's somebody that wants to bring you on a radio segment about forgiveness, or either they want to ask for, you know, for your forgiveness, or, you know, you guys know how this works. He knows exactly who this is. He says you need to hear his side of the story first before we start making, you know, decisions over here. So can it make it better? We're going to try at least. I'm going to get on Hank. Just give me a second. Don't let him know you're on, though, until we give him a chance to guess, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let me get on Hank. What's up, Hank? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on today, man. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, you know, that she explained this is our segment about forgiveness. Clearly, you have a pretty good understanding of who might want to bring you on this segment, yes?
Yes.
And who do you think it is?
It's my ex-wife, Maggie.
Yeah, you need to apologize for buying our son the same Christmas gift on purpose. And if you don't return it, he's not getting either.
Do you realize how crazy you sound? You need me to hear my side of the story. It's bad enough that I had to spend Christmas with him, not on the actual holiday, okay?
Right. Well, you could have gotten him anything else. I told you weeks ago that I was getting him the Nintendo Switch, and you could have gone out and bought accessories and games and all kinds of other stuff for it, and then let me give him the Switch on Christmas.
You know that's not right. The only thing our child wanted this entire year was a Switch, and you're going to buy it without me? It's like you left me out of the decision. You don't think I want a special moment with our child like you get to get? I just wanted my moment.
Yeah, like I said, you could have bought the accessories and all the other stuff. Why do you have to ruin my moment with him?
That's not the same thing, and you know it.
Hank, Maggie did share with us that prior to the holidays, she mentioned that she was going to purchase the Switch. Why in that moment didn't you suggest you guys going in on it together, possibly?
Because I felt like it was an attack. Because the only thing our child has been asking for forever is a Switch. And you're going to buy that big gift without me?
You always feel like you're being attacked. That's the problem.
Okay, because you are.
An attack.
You sound unreasonable. Okay, and now you're going to tell our child you can't open up a gift? That's like worse than what I did. Like, I don't understand you. You're using our son to get at me. I don't owe you an apology.
Well, oh my God.
I guess I have a question. Can one parent call dibs on a gift? Like, how do you figure that out? I don't have kids, you know?
First come, first serve. I told him I was planning this. Then that's my gift. You go figure out what you need to get him.
You intentionally bought a big gift, the only gift our kid wanted, and left me out. It's hard enough that I'm not even with him on the holiday, and you are.
But I discussed it with you first. It wasn't like I just went out and bought it. I told you that I was planning on getting it, and you didn't say anything.
Mm. You didn't discuss it. You told me, like you always do when it comes to discussing things. Ugh. You tell me things. You don't ask my opinion or my feedback, and you knew what you were doing. That's the only gift he wanted.
But why can't he just have one at each of your guys' houses, since he obviously has to spend time at both? Because I feel like, honestly, your son is the only one that's suffering here.
Because Hank did this in a manipulative way, and had he done it differently, maybe the results would be different. But at this point, I'm just over it.
And
you're punishing our son.
Well, Maggie came on because she obviously came with a mission today. Maggie, what is your mission?
I told you, I'm demanding an apology because I think that he did this on purpose and it's just not right. I want him to return the gift.
And if he doesn't?
He's not getting either one.
Look, I want this situation to get resolved. I am trying my best to work with you, but I don't like the fact that you're trying to tell me what to do in my own home.
It's not about in your own home. It's about the fact that you went behind my back and purposely got him the same gift that I got.
I mean, it's
home
messy.
Has nothing to do with it.
It's messy. I mean, do you guys want to take calls on this? I don't know. And Jess, we don't have kids, and so I don't know, especially when you're like separated. Like, how does this work when there's a kid involved and you both want to have like the big holiday moment? Like,
yeah.
Are you guys okay taking calls on this?
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear some opinions on this because I am just way beyond, like, I'm very calm right now, but I'm pissed.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You down?
I would be open to that.
Okay, so Maggie's saying, listen, like, our son wanted one gift this holiday season. I text my husband, said, listen, I'm going to give it to him. Hank then went out and bought the same exact gift. Who is supposed to give it to him?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Who's up?
This is Danielle in Catonsville on 5.
I mean, Danielle, what do you think? I mean, who should give the big gift?
I am totally on the mom side, yeah. If it's just become this standoff, which isn't fair to anybody, and the dad's going to go sort of nuclear and make this a competition, then, you know, maybe we just don't give him a switch at all. Like, maybe that's what they need to do, because if he has one, it's just going to remind everybody, especially her, about this whole situation. And that's no good for her mental health. Clearly, they're having a lot of problems post-divorce, like figuring out how to co-parent.
Well, you mean both completely? Like the son just not get it for Christmas, period?
At all?
Yeah, if that's what she needs to do, because, I mean, it's not her fault. She's trying to undo a mess that the dad created. But if he sort of wins and the kid gets the switch, it's like the dad is getting rewarded and it's going to teach him to just always do that and try to get in front of her. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be better to just reset Christmas. Like the moment is ruined and she has to do whatever it takes to make it not become a pattern. You know, you can't have this every birthday, every Christmas. Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes parents make really tough calls to protect, you know, long-term goals, and they're trying to set boundaries and figure this out. And I think it's better to just not do it at all.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Nikki in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, you know, both parents want to give this gift, the Nintendo Switch. The son already knows dad got it, but mom's like, yo, that's what I call dibs on this. I mean, what's supposed to happen here?
Yeah, the mother is ridiculous. You know, she's making it all about her. Mm-hmm. He ruined the moment. He did that. No, if he bought a Nintendo Switch, okay, well, great. You got one for your dad's house and for when you're at home. Yes, why can't he just have both? She's making it about her and ruining her moment. And the trauma that she's causing that boy, if she's not careful, she's going to see in the next couple of years, she's going to ruin their relationship between her and her own son.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, I guess that's kind of my fear too, is like, is this room? Because can you imagine mom's like, you can't open that gift.
Well,
like, that's
their
not,
son is 11. He's fully aware of the situation. Right. So I'm sure he can also feel the tension.
Thank you for calling us. Who's up?
This is Teresa on 3 in White Marsh.
I have been in this situation when my husband moved out. Mm-hmm. I had the switch. Well, Well, there are moments that my son wanted the Switch, and I was like, I'm not giving it to your dad, because I was like, that's mine. So I didn't for a while. But then, you know, it was, I realized it was only hurting my son. All he wanted to do was play his game, which was only on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, in the long run, if with them, I feel like if it's causing this much of a problem, it's only going to get worse as they go on. Mm-hmm. So at this point, just let him have one at each house. And then, you know, it, they stay at each other's house. There's no arguments. No other arguments will come up.
Right.
I feel that it should just, but you know, you can both give him a great gift that he's going to love for your houses, because now he has two houses, but you can still have the gift that he wanted at both places.
It sounds like you guys are going to have to find a compromise here, because I think the only person that's really suffering is your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't think, really what either of you want.
Yeah, I do admit that we kind of, that our son got caught in the middle of this.
Yeah,
yeah,
year
absolutely.
That we're separated, so it really sucks. So I don't know, maybe if we can, oh God, I can't believe I'm even going to say this. Maybe we can get together for Christmas and both give it to him.
I would actually love that.
Yeah.
If it comes from both of us, I think our child will be happy, and he won't feel like he's been put in the middle of something bad.
And moving forward, like just being able to do the big gift together, just in general.
How does that feel to you guys, honestly?
I just think everybody wins. Our son gets the gift that he wanted. We're not at each other's throats, and we both got to get him something special for the holiday.
Well, we have to be on good behavior on Christmas, because you know that when we get together in situations like this, we fight like cats and dogs. So we can't be doing that, because I'm done crying. I can't do this anymore.
Can you guys behave for one day?
Absolutely. I'm coming on my best
behavior.
Maybe a
half a day?
Yes. I won't trigger you, I promise. I just
nice.
Want him to be happy.
Oh, that we like.
Too late.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.